All right, how about this? Let's turn to the hotline here to talk to a former Texan, a man who is an analyst for Amazon Prime and noted Harvard graduate, Ryan Fitzpatrick, on the hotline here. Ryan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing quite well after a Texas victory, as you might imagine. There was a lot of things that happened during the course of this, and I'm interested for you. What was the most impressive thing for you watching? Because there's a lot of places that we've won.
There are. You know what? I'm going to start with a non-Texans thing that was impressive. That throw by Anthony Richardson.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I can't get it out of my mind. I mean, it's so mind-boggling for a guy to have that much talent and that much arm strength. He made that look easy, and I think it ended up traveling 65 yards in the air maybe, but there aren't a whole lot of dudes that can make that throw in the NFL. That being said, C.J. Stroud's probably one of them. I'll tell you what, just looking at the offseason acquisitions and the way that Joe Mixon showed up and the way that potentially Diggs is going to be and where he's going to fit into this offense, it's been amazing to see the transition of these guys really in a year's time of being a good story to being a bona fide Super Bowl contender.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I'm actually glad you said that about Anthony Richardson, too. Oh, by the way, he had slipped, and he threw it off his back foot as well, which was amazing. So just a little add-on there. But you mentioned Joe Mixon, and my first thought coming out of the shoot today when we started the show was, I can't remember the last time the Texans had a back that could, and a line, to be honest, that could just grown-ass man football, impose your will in the fourth quarter, go down, make the plays that you had. That's what separates what the Texans have been, in many cases very close to maybe a team that can actually get there, right?
Yeah, and, I mean, we can't forget about Arian Foster because, I know it's been a while now, but it's like in my season when I was there.
No, we mentioned him. We mentioned him as the last time.
Okay. Yeah, because Arian is one of those guys, he's kind of been forgotten maybe in the last 10 years, but he was one of the best running backs in the NFL for a long time. But it was great to see, and it's great to see that Houston is building an offense that's going to be able to win in different ways, too. I mean, they're going to be explosive. But C.J. Stroud doesn't have to throw for 400 yards every game for them to be effective. So the other thing that I liked about it is there just seems to be a confidence with this team when you watch them. Something that was built through last season, and then with the acquisitions and the chemistry, the way it's come together in the offseason, there's a confidence on that sideline that is pretty rare to have in a team, and they've got it right now.
We're talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick, analyst for Amazon Prime's Thursday Night Football here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. And Ryan, I mean, I do want to talk about that confidence specifically with C.J. Stroud, because the game did not start off easy for him in week one of the season and his second year, right? I mean, can you speak to how difficult that game looked and how impressive it was that it seemed like he was cool in those situations and able to make some plays with, slipping on turf and with guys in his face?
Yeah, I'll say, the first game of the season is always difficult, especially as a quarterback, because, you're not really playing much in the preseason. You're not really in the live bullets and getting hit and all those different things. Sometimes it takes a minute. Sometimes you don't have your whole squad in the off season, guys hurt or off doing other things. And so I think, C.J. Stroud had a pretty busy off season and seemed like he was all over the place. But I love his temperament, like you spoke to. I love the fact that he's going to be calm in all situations and have that confidence. And the thing that's most important, one of the most important characteristics of a quarterback, is when things aren't going right, guys are still looking at you. It's easy when things are going well to celebrate and do the handshakes and all that. But when things aren't going well, that whole sideline is looking at you. And he just has this quiet confidence about him that brings everybody else confidence and settles them. And, I think it's a really important quality to have in a QB, especially a young one.
Well, and the other thing is, you mentioned sort of the attitude of this team, the approach and that they have. They just seem to have an offensive line that is overnight almost, because they mixed and matched last year, become dominant. And that's something that, you know, maybe they can tighten up the pass protection, but the run game, whether it's Joe Mixon, who's clearly the bell cow, you know, they have a line that can make people look good back there.
They do, and they also have a scheme. I mean, the way they're going to be able to take advantage of this running game through the play action, you know, C.J. Stroud, to me, even before he came out, the thing that popped with me was those second-level throws, you know, the touch that he can put on the ball, that kind of 10 to 20-yard range when the play-action game gets going. Those are the areas of the field where you've got to be able to take advantage. And now it's like, you know, it's such a pick-your-poison thing with these guys, but Nico Collins, what an amazing season he had, and the growth that he's shown, it already looks like, you know, that's going to continue to get better and better. But it's a pick-your-poison thing with these defenses, and it's going to get really difficult to defend if this running game continues like it does, because then Sloan can do whatever he wants with the play action.
We're talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick, and you mentioned pick your poison. I'm going to ask you to pick your poison. Like, what type of receiver is it? Seems like the Texans have all of them. What type of receiver did you enjoy throwing to the most? Was it kind of the big body fast guy like Nico? Is it kind of the route technician like Diggs? Is it the speedster like Dell? Like, what was the guy for you that you enjoyed pitching and catching with?
I think everybody, you know, Diggs has been one of the best receivers in the league for the last, you know, 6-7 years. I was definitely a Nico Collins type guy, you know, a guy that just had a bigger frame. And even when he was covered, if it was one-on-one, giving them opportunities with the 50-50 ball to go up and get it. I had the good fortune of throwing to a lot of great guys. But even with my time, you know, in Houston, the Hall of Famer now, which is great to see and hear and well-deserved, and Andre Johnson, and kind of the beginning of DeAndre Hopkins and what he was about to become. And guys, you know, like Mike Evans and Brandon Marshall, just, you know, big body guys with great hands that could go up and get the ball.
You mentioned pick your poison, and I mentioned it earlier because Nico had the great day yesterday. Stephon had a couple of touchdowns, but about 40 yards or so receiving. The whole question in the offseason is how do you feed all the mouths? You know, how do you keep everybody happy? How do you do that, especially week to week, because Stephon might be the guy next week, right?
Yeah, the easiest way to keep everybody happy is to win. That's the easiest way. You know, that being said, it's a tough task, and it's something that these guys have to be in it for the betterment of the team. And so Nico, Tank, and Diggs, it's like there are only so many balls to go around. Like you said, it may be your day one week, it may not be the next week, but if you continue to win, you continue to keep everybody happy. That being said, I've got my eyes on this team because it's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's going through struggles throughout the year. So when the struggles come, I think everybody's eyes are going to be on Diggs to say, okay, how's it going? How's he reacting? How's he treating PJ? So I think that's something we're all interested in.
We're talking to Ryan Fitzpatrick here in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. We've got Thursday night football coming up, Bills, Dolphins. I mean, how impressive where are you looking at when it comes to the Bills? Because I know here locally, myself and John are kind of a little bit kind of skeptical when it comes to the talent that they still have. Like, how strong of a competitor do you believe them to be when it comes to looking at the AFC Championship game?
Well, I think when you go through it, and I have the same questions, you know, do they have a bona fide number one receiver? No, they don't anymore. The middle of their defense, especially with Milano going down, with Poirier and Hyde gone, there's a lot of question marks going into the season. But the one thing that's an exclamation point that was shown yesterday is they have Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And so with Josh, you're going to be in every game. I think team chemistry is at an all-time high right now with those guys. But that being said, you know, I'm sitting there watching that game. The Bills are down 17-3 to the Cardinals in the second quarter, and all those questions are bubbling up in your head of, oh, boy, yeah, you know, they're coming true. But what a resilient win for those guys. It was a lot of fun to watch. And then, you know, Miami was the same thing. Miami was down 14-0. They're down 17-7 at half. Their offense doesn't look great. You know, there's question marks about their defense going into the season. Their defense pitches a shutout. And, of course, you know, Tyreek has the the bomb from Tua, and you know, the rest is history. But both of these teams are contenders in the AFC, and we are very, very fortunate to be able to have them as our first Thursday night game this Thursday.
Yeah, and it's streaming exclusively on Prime Video Thursday night. Last thing from me anyway, you have Josh Allen, and I'm with you on that, man. I mean, he is just an amazing guy that can carry a team. But how sustainable is that without somebody else stepping forward?
Yeah, that's the part that's going to be interesting. On offense, when I look at it, James Cook in the running game, it really got going at the end of last year. That'll continue to go this year. But, you know, who can separate versus man coverage? Who can make the big plays down the field? I think they were really happy to see Keon Coleman make the back shoulder catch on the sideline yesterday. But it is, you know, there are still a lot of question marks. And it's hard to be consistent in this league. And there are a lot of guys that are young and haven't played a lot of football. They're going to have to step up for them this year. So I think that remains to be seen with the Buffalo Bills.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, he is the analyst for Thursday Night Football on Prime Video. And Thursday Night Football streams exclusively on Prime Video Thursday nights throughout the NFL season, beginning this Thursday. And pregame coverage starts at 6 p.m. Central. We appreciate you giving us a little bit of time. And do you ever get sick and tired of people mentioning that you went to Harvard?
No. I actually told our media people, you guys should have started with that. I like to as much as possible.
Appreciate you giving us some time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yes, sir. Former Texan and Prime Video Thursday Night Football analyst.
And why should he be?
Yeah, I guess that's why you go to Harvard, right? Or I mean, obviously in education or whatever, yeah. But, you know, you have opportunity to stunt on folks.
Yeah.
I went to Harvard. Appreciate him hanging out with us, talking about the Texans on a victory Monday, victory reaction Monday. Mm-hmm. I got to get reaction in there, but I want to mention victory.
It's a victory.
29-27 over the Colts.
It's a dub.
It's In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. And coming up next, let's give you our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.